103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Ooh, 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show for a Friday afternoon. Good afternoon, Peter.
Brian Green, how are you? Do you know something? For those, I don't know whether anybody can see this. You can't see this if you're listening in podcast or you're right beside, unless you're right beside us. I feel like I'm talking to you through one of these. I don't know, Eurovision Song Contest things. You're back on the far side of the glass. It's a really odd sensation. I should be in a police lineup or something for having. Yeah. You know, eating too much cake and, you know, after Woodstock or something. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm Terry Wogan and you're Rick Astley.
That didn't work out too well on my behalf.
No.
No, not at all. No.
On today's programme, the studio, I've never seen a Sod Show studio so full since we did Bloom Fringe last year. Who's on the show this week?
Well, before you get there, I thought you were going to say, I'm never going to give you up. If you play that song as the week, I am leaving and I am never going to come back to the show. That's just
you
for the record.
You shall be Rickrolled.
Okay, let's go for this one. So, Bloom Fringe 2015, I have described it, I am told, as the horticulture St. Patrick's Day. It is our big sister who asked us to hold her hand whilst we crossed the road together. It is the most beautiful hug that I have ever received. And as I advised one of our cohorts in the horticultural sense across the water, when he queried what it was, I said, just embrace it, dude. Just embrace it. In our company today, it is a real honour and a real treat. We have Andrew Douglas, Dougie, better known to those who know him a little bit well, Esther Gerrard, Roisin and Eilish. Ladies, gentlemen, you are all very welcome to the Sod Show. Let's just explain to the listeners before we get into that, Brian. We're going to take this one in two parts. So on next week's show, which is the Friday before Bloom Fringe weekend, we'll have Marion on, and Marion's, we're going to do like a gig guide, what you go see, what you shouldn't go see, what's actually happening. But this one in particular, we're just going to try and get a little bit of an insight into, number one, what is Bloom Fringe for those who aren't aware, because we haven't spoke to them in a year, and number two, what are the highlights and, I guess, people's roles
in
the highlight?
Well,
I know we're the highlight, Brian, I know that. I don't know why we have them in studio at all. You should have just interviewed me and it would have been fine.
Go on.
Yeah, let's go on. Okay. Andrew Douglas, how are you?
I'm great, Peter. Great. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you too, dude. Let's put this in a nutshell. You're a really good looking fella. I was watching you about 2 weeks ago.
Stalker.
You were, pardon me?
Stalker.
No, I don't mean like that, Dougie.
Go on.
But you did a fun bike ride through Dublin City a couple of weeks ago. What was that?
Yeah, well, basically, we took a group of 20 people around the city to all different urban agricultural initiatives in the city centre, and that was with the Science Gallery. It was a great little spin around the city, so we brought them up to the Belvedere College Urban Farm, and then went over to NCAD, where they have the biggest compost heap I've ever seen in my life. It's the size of a two-storey house. And that's called the R Farm, and that's a kind of an artistic soil-based farm. And then we went up to the very innovative geodesic Grow Dome project up in Flanagan's Fields, up on Rubin Street.
Okay, the Grow Dome lads were guests on the Sod Show live from Paris Court Townhouse Centre last year. This, if you're unaware, just at Sod Show on Twitter and we'll send you the link, or at Bloom Fringe on Twitter and they will send you the link. It is an unbelievable, Jeff, as they would say on Sky Sports, story that is slightly mind-blowing. But you, to me, Dougie, are probably the coolest dude that I've ever met in my life, after me, that is, okay? But you kind of surprised me because you wear many, many hats. So one of them is the Belvedere Farm thing, and one of them is obviously the cycling thing, and then there's a couple other bits and bobs that come along the way. What are you doing to showcase your stuff on Bloom Fringe Weekend 2016?
Well, 2016 for Bloom Fringe, I've been very kindly invited by the girls in Bloom Fringe to come along and open up the Grow Dome, oh, not the Grow Dome, sorry guys, open up the Belvedere Urban Farm. And then also, we're also organising an urban ag cycle tour, again taking in the Belvedere College Farm, NCAD's R Farm, and the Grow Dome. And what else are we doing? Let's see. We're going to be planting potatoes outside the office of the Revenue Commissioners. Hopefully, maybe on National Potato Day in October the 3rd down the line, that we'll get the Garda Drug Squad and the Garda and the people working in the Revenue Commissioners, because they're all worked together in that same space in Dublin Castle to harvest those potatoes. What else am I doing? Let me see. We're going to be doing the Hardwick Street, which is going to be the big part of that. Now, behind Belvedere College up in Dublin 1, there's a corporation flat in there, and there's a small garden community just kind of flourishing, kind of blooming at the moment. They've planted their own seeds in the community, and now they're kind of watering those seeds. And from that, what's growing out of the community and growing in the community and growing all over that community are all sorts of different plants, edible plants, decorative plants. And really that's about uniting and getting everybody together within Hardwick Street to come together on the Friday the 2nd of June. And they're all basically going to plant a lot of stuff out in the Friday the 3rd. I never get things right.
Dougie,
but basically, there's a lot going on. As you say, I wear many hats, and sometimes, you know, I don't know which hat I'm wearing half the time, but you know, it's getting things done is what it's all about at the end of the day. There's a hell of a lot of things to do.
You've got four ladies of Bloom Fringe to tell you which hat to wear, Dougie. That's the way it is, my man. And any man who disagrees is away with the tooth fairies. He just thinks that he's allowed to make his own decisions. Mm-hmm. Let's stick for a slight bit, just for a moment, on the Belvedere Farm thing, because mm-hmm. this is something that entirely inspired me. You have what growing downstairs and what growing upstairs and what in a lab. This isn't a grow your own, this is grow your own extraordinaire, as far as I'd be concerned.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a really big educationally based urban agriculture initiative. The school itself was very kind to invite me in, and again, they knew they had a lot of blank spaces within the school. So we have the Lissadel House potato collection on one rooftop, which David Langford and Dermot Carey amassed over a couple of years. So there's 180 different varieties of potato in that collection. They grow on the rooftop in water cooler bottles. There's a glass roof science laboratory where we have vertical hydroponic systems. Then we also have our aquaponic systems. We've talked about aquaponics before. That's for the merger of aquaculture and hydroponics. And then the students are also, there's 9 beehives on another rooftop there. And really, the Belvedere project has been started about a year and a half ago, and every year it just adds bits more onto the school. We find another blank space within the school, and we start growing in it, you know. So 10 years down the line, there's not going to be any room in the classrooms. There's just going to be plants growing everywhere. It's going to be like a big, massive forest in the middle of the city, and that's what it's all about, getting the children involved, you know.
Okay, listen, for those of you listening on podcast in the future, or for those of you listening at home, do yourself a favour. We'll have the at Sodshow or at Bloom Fringe, they'll send you on the links to Andrew's Twitter and his website. It is unbelievable, literally. Like I said, we've had him on the show a couple of times, and every time we get him on, he's just invented something new to do. But it's always a level above and beyond. We're going to sidetrack here and go from a little bit slightly to the left, let's say. And we're going to go to one of the absolute ladies that I had the pleasure to chat to, also live from Paris Court Townhouse Centre last year. That was Roisin the Butler. Roisin, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Peter. Great, thanks very much.
We chatted earlier on, and I was telling the ladies that I had one of these moments in my funny little head. We chatted with Jane Perrone from the Guardian newspaper last week, and I had a similar one actually with her, funnily enough. It brought me to a very different place. Yours was quite beautiful, and it was just you sitting up on the platform with your basket that were about to go into the bicycles for another cycling tour around Dublin to all the various little spots and bobs. But you've got this aura about you which just makes me want to ask you, can I hang around with you for a little bit longer? And I don't entirely know what it is. I can't spend too much longer. I'll be here for all. I should do a show on my own about what happens in Peter's head. That would be an entire separate podcast. But let's go to Bloom Fringe. What's your involvement in it? And in particular, what's your involvement for 2016?
Well, I'm known as the creative director of Bloom Fringe. So I am somebody who has 1,000 ideas a day, and Bloom Fringe gives me a chance to put some of those ideas into practice. So it's a kind of a curatorial role, and also dreaming up mad schemes that we get to do and play in the city.
To be fair though, I would have a lot of mad things that would run through my head, and most of them will they'll never be real because marshmallows can't walk, you know, we're at that level. But in yours, most of yours actually come to fruition. intuition. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, I think we're a pretty determined group of girls, really. And, you know, when we come up with an idea, we act on it. And it's quite extraordinary, this whole... really the way people have been working together in Bloom Fringe. We've just had a meeting today with brand new people who really want to be involved, and they're happy to do loads of stuff for us and work with us just to be involved in this amazing project. So yeah, we pretty much get stuff done. We're apparently the get stuff done girls.
Well, I was actually given a mild expletive instead of stuff, it said something else, but we won't actually go to that. To your credit, Roisin, and I said this to Marion, who we'll be chatting to next week, you don't really ask people to do things that is the ladies engulfed. It's like a little group of mafioso people who just come up and say, we would like, and Irish people tend to turn around and go, yeah. And it is that simple. That's how we are involved with it.
Yeah, we've a load of an amazing amount of people, and it's not all women, of course. There's loads of men as well, and we have so many volunteers who want to get involved. And really, at the end of the day, it's about greening the city and making the city a better place to live.
What have you got going on? Where are you spending your time over the Bloom Fringe weekend?
Whoa, I think Bloom Fringe is going to be centred around Dame Lane, around Bernardo Square, Dublin Castle, and spreading out from that to wider communities around Dublin who are involved in gardening projects. So we have a concentration of a number of different projects this year. We have a whole series of fantastic things going on in Bernardo Square, which is right beside City Hall. It's that big open space that is a little bit... lonely and a little bit sad. It's a kind of a place where people gather to start walking tours and that kind of thing, but it's not really that loved, I think. So we're going to pop it up with some amazing projects in there this year. And then we're doing another project in Dame Lane, which is that lane that connects Dublin Castle with Georgia Street, right beside the George Club there. And it's always a bit, you know, grimy and gritty. And we have a great project going on there. That's a bit of a surprise. So I'm not giving away an awful lot, am I? Okay, so hang on a minute. And then we're also playing all around Dublin Castle. So I'll tell you about Dublin Castle, first of all.
In a nutshell, Roisin, you're not actually telling me a whole lot about what's actually happening. Is it a case of... And I know we'll get to the, like, as I'm calling it in my head, the gig guide with Marion of Bloom Fringe next week. But in your case, for those who have never been to Bloom Fringe before, which is essentially Dublin City, is it a case of, look, Peter, just get on a bus, get on a plane, get on a train, arrive in Dublin City, start at that street, and just pick up a map along the way and see where it takes you? Is that the best way to do it? Is that a good way to do it? Or should you have that plus pick out a couple of things that you'd actually like to do?
Well, I think it's not a bad idea to go onto the website or onto the Facebook and have a look and see what the events are that we have going on, because actually there's a load of stuff going on, and you can sort of plan your day a little bit, or you could actually get involved in some of the workshops and some of the events that we have going and buy tickets on Eventbrite to do that. So some of those places are, you know, there are not many of them, so it might be a good idea if you're really interested to go and have a look at those.
Okay, and for those who are not aware, bloomfringe.com is the website, at Bloom Fringe on Twitter. Most of the events are free, to be quite fair about it, and then there are some which is very, very, very special stuff, and that's kind of, you pay for that. But when you hear what it's all about, you'll actually turn around and go, hold on a sec, they've got Tom Jones doing window boxes, of course we're going to see it. That's it. How much? £4? I'm doing that. That's just the way that is. Let's skip straight across. We go to Esther. The last time we met, you had a bun in the oven.
That I did.
The buns are born. You're not with them obviously today. You've got the radiant smile is still there nonetheless. How are they? Are they okay? Are they doing good?
They're great. The buns, the twins are great. They're 6 months.
Wow.
Growing.
Wow.
Growing big.
That, yeah, I said wow three times. This is, yeah. I've got, no, because I've got that thing. My older brother Fran had twins. I remember dropping around to see him and his wife. And he had the energy to answer the doorbell. And, or to answer the door, not the doorbell. And I went in and I sat down and he just went, here. and he handed me two babies, and then the pair of them went to sleep on the couch, and I can't, and that was really it. But in the middle of all of this, you've managed to still do the whole Bloom Fringe thing, which is a rolling ball of energy.
Bloom Fringe was our first baby. So we have a lot of many babies.
Yeah, okay.
Marion and I.
Ah, this is a very special baby. Let's go for your involvement in this one this coming June bank holiday weekend. What's on the go? What's your I guess in your top right hand corner in a highlighted marker?
So we're back. We're back in the streets of Dublin, greening the city, making the gritty city pretty, and celebrating the grassroots. And activating the grassroots and celebrating the existing. So what are we doing? The last 2 years we've had spread all across the city. I think the first year we had about 30, 40 locations with individual events there. Last year we had about 50 locations, about 80 events across the city, and we've had maps each year. So this year we've tried to do... centre it a little bit more in the centre, and so we're bringing people in from afar who maybe didn't get so many visitors. So we have open gardens going on in their existing places, but then people are coming to Bernardo Square and Dublin Castle, and we are setting up Green's Anatomy. So we're basically having a plant hospital on Bernardo Square, so people can showcase how to triage your plant or triage your plants if you have a sick plant, or if you have a labour ward. So we have little planting showcasing how you plant seeds. Examples like we have a cafe, so we're going to have food grown in the gardens being sold at the square, and we have a physio ward, so it would be all about exercise and health in the city and body and mind. So you'll just have to go on, because I can't even go through all the people who are going to be showcasing their work, because we'll have 5 or 6 different sort of rooms set up or wards set up, and people will be showing sort of how to grow with mushrooms or aquaponics, as Andrew was saying, and it's going to be absolutely brilliant.
Okay, let's break this down. We go two ways on this one, and I'll try and take this number one from Ailish, and then I'll go literally around the board. Ailish, we haven't spoke to you just yet. Do you get a title, Ailish? Solely because you're sitting next to Roisin, and I have to ask you this.
Hi, my full name's Ailish Bulgodley. Yes, my title is coordinator, and I think it's a very discreet way of describing me. But what my job is basically to get these, what I call the two hunter-gatherers, Marin Kew and Essa Jarrett, and the third hunter-gatherer, Roisin. I get their ideas that are running around in their heads. They're running around like superwomen, you know, with their capes flying in the wind. And what my job is actually all about getting those great ideas and great events that they're creating in the real world and turning into copy and print and putting it out on the website, bloomfridge.com. I turn it into messages so that the real public can read them. So I actually give the persona Bloom Fringe its actual description, its actual character online on the website and in all the press releases in the past.
Well, okay, right. Okay, as you gathered, Ailish's accent is actually from Raheny in North County Dublin. It isn't its eye, says you. Let's go around the board on this one, because we want to try and get a flavour of a little bit of what's happening around Bloom Fringe. So I'm going to take this from a mom who knows best, and let's go with Ailish. So Ailish, I walk in with my stereotypical... Esther, my apologies, too many women in the one room. I walk in with my two invisible children. We hit Dublin City, mom, dad, sister, mom, whoever the case may be, and the two kids. Give me quick fire round top 5 little things that you would go to.
Well, I think Dame Lane is going to be a real surprise, and it's going to be fun for the kids. So we're going to be greening up Dame Lane and making a forest of trees down it. So at the moment, it is totally gritty. There's no green at all on Dame Lane. So that'll be a fun place for kids to run down and just get down to the castle through this new magical little laneway. Then into the castle, we're going to have workshops. There'll be a workshop for kids in the Prince Works and in the gardens. There's going to be a picnic in the Dublin Gardens. It's a picnic about what to do with vacant spaces. There'll be a little bit of food, a little bit of exciting. I can't tell everything. There's going to be yoga, so you can bring your kids for yoga in in the gardens. And also you have to go to Barnardo Square, and there's like so many things, like bee lures, honey being given out, the cafe.
That's your top five. So let me skip straight across and I'll go to Roisin. Roisin, not on your radar, but the top five paid for gigs that we may not be able to, we don't always talk about them, but let's go for the top five paid for ones. What would they be off the top of your head?
Okay, so our biggest, fabulous, unbelievable paid gig that we're doing this year is to bring in the one and only gangster gardener, Ron Finley.
Okay. And what's your tickets for that?
€20, and they're on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, okay. And if you're stuck for that, at Sideshow, or sorry, my apologies, at Bloom Fringe on Twitter or bloomfringe.com, they'll have all the details there. Get them up on Facebook, but essentially go to Eventbrite, put in Ron Finley or put in Bloom Fringe, and it will all come up for you. That's number one. Number two.
Number two is the Basket Festival. We're having the very first ever Irish Basket Festival in Dublin Castle. And along with that, we have a whole series of different projects going on, but we are doing some workshops so that you can actually learn how to make baskets. So Peter, if you really wanted to have one of those baskets yourself on your lap, you can come along. Work with Brendan Farron, who's going to teach people to make trugs. Do you know what a trug is?
No, I don't.
A trug is a beautiful round basket that you collect either logs in, or that you can collect plants in when you're out in your garden gardening. Alison Fitzgerald, one of the best basket makers in the country, who's up in the north, is coming down to spend the day with us, and she's going to teach people in a very short class, 30 minutes, how to make flowers or leaves out of willow. And then later on, she's going to teach people who've already had some basket experience how to put handles onto baskets. And it's quite a difficult thing to do. And you may have taken a class before with a basket maker, but never really progressed that far. So a specific handle making class, it sounds pretty amazing, but you can't carry a basket unless you have good handles on it. So that's another class. And then for drop-in people who would really like to try a little bit of weaving, we have Barry Noyce, who's going to teach people to make Bridget's crosses. So, you know, Bridget's crosses were always hung inside barns on the 1st of February, La Féile Bride, to the Bridget's Day. And lots of people, you know, celebrate by doing that. So it's a great opportunity for people to learn how to weave those crosses. And that's a 30-minute workshop that people can sign up for.
Excellent. Right. Let me skip straight across now, and I'll go to who am I going to? Hold on a second. I'm going to Ailish now. That's right. I'm finally getting this one right. Ailish, I walk in. I'm two guys. I'm two girls. I'm 17. I'm 24. I'm 35. But I'm on my own. I haven't got the kids. I'm in Dublin City. I manage to walk straight away through, and I stumble across. Where are you bringing me? What am I going to?
Well, there's a lot happening in a very tight cluster of locations, and I would call it a golden triangle or a green triangle, in fairness. So it would be basically, for me, you could try out the yoga, especially if you're a young, a fit person on Tinder. You probably want to get those limbs into shape. So there's free yoga out there, out in the open. You could probably check out your partner while you're at it. The other thing is that if you're trying to start your little balcony garden and you've got lots of interest in this and you haven't really had any experience, we've got Greens Anatomy on Barnardo Square, and you've got a whole series of workshops where you could just figure stuff out about, you know, growing, getting started with growing. And it's all about being smart in the city. Like if you've got a balcony of a little green yard or even a cement yard in the middle of the Liberties, there's nothing stopping you, and here's where you begin. So we're here to turn the city green. So all those youngsters out there with your first apartment in the Grand Canal Docks, this is where it begins. And the other thing is, it's a great place for actually getting your hands dirty. And we all know how much fun that is. So you could do that with the basket workshops, and you could do it with the, heading down to Greens Anatomy again and checking all that stuff out. But also there's things like secret garden tours, and there's a community garden open days that are happening outside of the cluster of spaces around Dublin Castle. So, you know, go on a secret garden tour. It's kind of romantic, actually, because there's hidden Dublin. And just think about the hipster credentials you're going to get out of this, because you're going to go, I never knew that hidden place. And I mean, the bragging rights alone, lads, when you post it on Instagram, it's going to be amazing. And then the community gardens, because you can actually visit your communities and get stuck in with the people that you're living with and find out what's happening, outside of, your local haunt, in Dame Street and Temple Bar. And, you know, I think there's a lot you can get out of this, and for any age, really.
Okay, the only thing I took out of that was, if you're single and you want to check out chicks, you got to get down to Bloom Fringe.
Get to the yoga.
Yeah, and I didn't say any of that stuff. That's the gas thing, so I can't get into trouble. You know, it's okay. Okay, finally, let's go to Dougie, because we're coming to the tail end of the show. I know you've got your own stuff, but you've been involved, let's say, with Bloom Fringe pretty much from, I won't call it the early days, because this is year three, isn't it? Yeah, I have the nod of approval on that. But you're a fine, strapping young man. There's the chance of you not doing your gigs now and going to yoga are pretty high on the list. But if you were young man, young lady, living in Dublin City in one of those apartments, what would you go see, Doug?
I think the main attraction for me would be to go see Can You Dig This? The movie that Bloom Fringe will be screening in Dublin Castle. And that's part of the Ron Finley kind of package. Ron Finley was an executive producer on it. So that's basically following around urban gardeners in South Central LA as they go about their normal daily gardening business, as you do with helicopters flying overhead and sirens going down. And basically they're all growing food in this massive food desert, where it's very hard to find fresh food in a shop. So the best way then to do it is to use that little patch of grass outside your house and to grow food in there, you know. So that's going to be a very interesting. It's a documentary, basically. You know, that's going to be very interesting. That's on Friday and Saturday. And then I'm also looking forward to seeing, there's going to be advice on how to set up gardening on your balcony in short spaces and so forth. That's also within Dublin Castle. And then they'll be kind of giving a little clinic on how you can make best use of small balconies within the city centre, and the best way to maximise it and to beautify it and to basically get it going. And, you know, there's so many events happening, you know, plus all the kind of ones I'm involved with between bicycle tours and so forth. So, I mean, really, you know, have a look at the website and, you know, get on down, and there's a lot going on. You know, I'm really looking forward to the pint afterwards in Grogan's.
Okay, well, touche, brother, and we will be there right beside you. The website is bloomfringe.com. They are at Bloom Fringe on Twitter. A hashtag is Bloom Fringe. You'll get the tickets for the Ron Finley gig in Dublin Castle, genuinely not to be missed. That's the Friday of that weekend, the June Bank Holiday weekend. You'll get them on Eventbrite. Head to bloomfringe.com. In the meantime, if you're stuck, as I said, you just give one of the girls a shout. They'll be with you in literally seconds. It is not to be missed. I would suggest, yeah, go take a look and pick out one or two of the bits that you want to go see. But also go in without the plan as well, and take a route around and take a wander around and try and just see those little bits of hidden gems. It's all there. We'll have Marion on the show next week. We'll get right into the crux of what is actually happening over the weekend. This is the gig guide not to be missed. Brian, on behalf of you, on behalf of me, from all of us at sodshow.com, Ireland's only full-time garden radio show, have a great weekend. Chat next soon. Slán, bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be with you next Friday at 3. Don't miss us. We're on podcast from Tea Time Friday. Take care. Bye-bye.